I am so excited to be joined by somebody who is so talented. Tell everybody your name.
My name is Kwame Inmalia.
I didn't want to get your name wrong, so I wanted you to say it first because I'm just so thrilled to talk to you about your books and what you're doing. Tristan Strong Destroys the Universe. Tell me about this. This is a trilogy, right?
This is book two in a trilogy. The first, Tristan Strong Punches a Hole in the Sky, came out last year. This one, Tristan Strong Destroys the World, came out yesterday. And the as-yet-untitled book three will come out next year. And it's, I tell you what, this has been a journey.
I bet. Now, I mean, congratulations to you. I mean, you're this book is amazing. Your first book was received by the Coretta Scott King Author Honor Award. You got that award for that first book, right?
I did, and it was absolutely mind-blowing.
That has got to be like a milestone for you. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you. When I received word that that the book had won that Author Honor Award, I cried. I absolutely cried because I'm so used to seeing that sticker on books that I loved from authors that I loved that to join those ranks it was something special.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk about your main character, Tristan Strong. Bring us up to date where we find him here in the second book.
Well, he has, helped this world that he has stumbled into, that he punched his way into, I should say, in book one. He has helped him overcome a great evil, and he is currently dealing with the aftermath of that, because something that I have always found interesting is when we read stories or watch movies or read comic books, the hero defeats the villain, and it's the end. That's it. We're done. And I wanted to know, what happens afterwards? How does Tristan, deal with that? Does he sleep soundly? Can he eat? Does he have nightmares? And then here comes another villain, and he has to do the same thing again. How does that feel?
Wow. So that's pretty amazing. And that's a lot of teaching there for children, too.
I try not to make the books lesson books, but if there is, a moral or a theme that, that young readers can walk away with, I feel proud.
Well, and you should, because they're going to remember that all, as they grow. And I think that's so important. What kind of research did you have to do into African and American folk tales and West African gods for this book?
A lot of these are stories and characters that I was familiar with because I grew up reading and listening to those tales. I think my parents, they did a fantastic job of trying to bring those stories into the household.
Yeah.
But then it was a matter of me going to find out specifically, more information and to incorporate, because I'm building these characters. These characters have, these folk heroes, they have lives, they have desires and obstacles, and they have their own faults and they make mistakes. And so you don't necessarily always hear them in the different tales that we read. And so, I had to do a lot of research, and some of it was just, calling, older family members and listening to them tell stories. And some of it was, I'm looking at a book by Virginia Hamilton called Her Stories, which is another collection of African-American folktales. So there was, there was a lot of research, but it was fun.
It was fun, yeah. Well, what about for kids who read your book and then they want to learn more about the African-American folktales and such? What books would you recommend?
I'm going to repeat Her Stories. And the reason I'm going to repeat that Her Stories by Virginia Hamilton is because you're going to meet some of those characters in Tristan Strong Destroys the World. And I think readers are going to be fascinated with a couple of characters that they meet.
Well, that's good. And that kind of brings it all together. And it just gives them more to look forward to and finding out more. And I love that. I know there's a lot of research and work that goes into bringing diverse characters to children's books. And fantasy certainly is a genre without a ton of diverse characters. What do you love about this? I mean, why is this so important to you? What do you love about your characters?
I love these are characters that I grew up with. These are characters and stories that I would listen to when I was going to bed at night or that I would read. And being able to bring them forward to a new generation to enjoy is truly special. But it's not just for the younger readers. It's for older readers as well who might not have been exposed to those same characters the way that I was. And so being able to write these stories that are you know, from my culture and from my background, it's a way to share a piece of it with the world and to gain more empathy and understanding.
Well, I know that you have a relationship with a really cool author, Rick. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Rick Riordan, the Tristan Strong series is published under the Rick Riordan Presents imprint. Mm-hmm. And Rick Riordan is one of my favorite authors. And, you know, I can't tell you how many copies I own or how many times I've read the Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson series. And it's just a big inspiration for him. And in the beginning of book one, he wrote a just absolutely emotional letter introducing these characters to the world. And so I'm forever grateful and appreciative that I'm able to have this relationship.
That is so important. And, you know, we're so fortunate when we meet people like that, you know, that are really kind people and that change the course of our lives, you know?
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
Well, again, I want to congratulate you on this second book. I'm so excited for you. Tristan Strong Destroys the Universe. How can we follow you on social and find out more about what you're doing and what the title of the third book is going to be?
You can always come to my website at kwaniambalia.com, my first and last name.com, or you can follow me on Twitter. That's at KSEKOUM. Okay. And where I probably spend way too much of my time.
Don't we all? Well, thank you so much. And again, congratulations. This is amazing.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.